Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Reishi, R-A-S-H-I, Ramlochan, R-A-M-L-O-C-H-A-N. As per the records provided, Reishi Ramlochan was seen at urgent care on 12-28-18 period. He complained of an injury to his left knee after he twisted it while stepping down about 4 feet 2 weeks earlier at work. Period. He had previously undergone surgery for a TFCC tear and bone anchors. Period. He was diagnosed with a sprain of the anterior cruciate and posterior cruciate ligaments of the left knee, for which he has begun on ibuprofen and was referred to orthopedic consultation. Period. In the paragraph, this began on 1-10-19 with Dr. Lux, L-U-K-S-C-H. Period. He related on 12-14-18. He was working on a ship that moved. Period. The gangway shifted and he had to jump off of a height that was about 5 to 6 feet. Period. When he landed, he felt something tweak, but thought he could walk it off. Period. However, his symptoms worsened over the next 2 weeks, and he went to urgent care. Period. He had x-rays done. Period. History is remarkable for right thumb and wrist surgery in February 2014. Period. He denied a prior history of knee injury. Period. Recreationally, he likes to play soccer and run, and he found he has not been able to run or do any other activity. Period. After Dr. Lux's exam, diagnosis of sprain in the left knee with concern for possible underlying injury to the ACL was rendered. Period. He was referred for an MRI of the knee. Period. This was accomplished on 1-18-19 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph on 1-23-19, Dr. Lux reviewed these results with him. Period. That juncture, he was advised, although he had no frank, complete, full-thickness tear of his ACL on his MRI, the concern was he still does have higher-grade sprain and partial tear of the ligament. Pretty recommended follow-up with one of his operative sports medicine colleagues. Period. To that end, he was seen by Dr. Frederick on 1-28-19. Period. He noted x-rays showed no obvious fracture or dislocation. But he has good joint space with acceptable alignment. Period. There are no significant degenerative changes. Period. In reference to the MRI of the knee, he mentioned several different findings, including traction osteochondrosis consistent with Osgood-Schlatter. Period. He did not see any tearing to the patellar tendon or quadriceps tendon attachment area. Period. He placed the claimant into a knee sleeve and participate in physical therapy. Period. Dr. Frederick monitored his progress. On 7-9-19, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up post-operatively and participated in further physical therapy. Period. On the visit of 10-19-20, he referenced another surgery done on 9-8-20 to be inserted here. Period. His CPM machine was removed, but he's going to therapy and making slow but steady progress. Period. Diagnosis was sprain and strain with resultant patellofemoral post-traumatic chondral lesions, status post autologous chondrocyte implantation and proximal realignment hyphen stable. Period. Mr. Promotion saw Dr. Frederick through 10/21/19, period. At that juncture, he had undergone surgery on 7/9/19, period. Exam found 2 to 3 plus patellofemoral crepitation after knee extension. Head motion was from -3 degrees to 130 degrees of flexion with pain on its extremes. Period. He had moderate quadriceps atrophy. Period. The plan was to pursue even further surgery after the new year. Period. New paragraph. He saw Dr. Frederick again on 4/5/21, 7 months post-op, following left knee matrix ACI to the left knee patella and trochlea, comma, proximal distal extensor realignment. Period. The date of that surgery was 9/8/20. Period. He had been participating in physical therapy and was getting stronger. Period. He was authorized to remain out of work, period. Dr. Frederick continued to follow him over the next many months, period. On 4/25/22, the claimant returned, having been out of work for about 3 years, period. They had been trying to get him scheduled for repeat diagnostic arthroscopy to reevaluate the status of both the cartilage restoration and the remainder of his knee. Period, however, this is being held up by workers' compensation. Period. At that juncture, it was approved and they could pursue the contemplated procedure. Period. On 4/29/22, he underwent that surgery to be inserted here. Period. He admitted that previous intra-articular injection was effective, but only for a short period of time. But that was prior to his cartilage restoration procedure. Period. The last documented visit done in Dr. Frederick's office was on 10/3/22, performed by a physician assistant named Ms. Kaufman, K-A-U-F-F-M-A-N, period. This was for a left knee orthovisc injection, period. This was the third such injection, period. Upon physical exam, there was no description of his gait, period. He had no effusion, erythema, swelling, or swelling, period. All ligaments appeared stable, period. On 9/15/22, the first of four orthovisc injections was instilled, period. Dr. Frederick again recommended fresh OCA transplantation to the patella and trochlear articular surface lesions. Period. They were waiting for approval through workers' compensation. Period. New paragraph on 5/16/19. He was seen by Dr. Hummer, H-U-M-M-E-R, period. His complaints were thought to be consistent with patellofemoral irritation. Here there was patellofemoral crepitus on active range of motion. Period. His working diagnosis was chondral defect of the left knee trochlea to rule out other internal derangements such as lateral meniscal tear. Period. He prognosticated that surgery would be necessary. Period. On 5-6-21, he began treatment with Dr. Hummer. Period. He stated the prognosis was guarded for him to return to work in a heavy duty capacity as a longshoreman. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Ron Larson was examined again on 1-4-22 by Dr. DiBenedetto, D-I-B-E-N-E-T-T-L, period. He performed an extensive review of records and clinical exam, period. He wrote, after an autologous chondrocyte transfer, it is reasonable to have an arthroscopic examination to see if the transfer took. Period. He is at maximum medical improvement and had undergone extensive treatment. Period. He could return to work in a sedentary light-duty capacity, but doubted he would be able to return to work as a longshoreman. Period. If he did pursue arthroscopic surgery, he would have approximately a 6-week recovery, at which time he would reach maximum medical improvement. Period. He did receive physical therapy on the dates described, such as on 6-2-22, period. He had only recently began therapy on 5-11-22, period. Their exam found motion of the left knee actively and passively were similar on the right and left sides, period. Strength testing was also similar on the right and left sides in various directions, but slightly less on the left, period. On 9-6-22, he was seen again by Dr. DiBenedetto, period. Diagnosis was patellofemoral arthritis of the left knee. Period. Would be at maximum medical improvement following a series of viscosupplementation injections. Period. He was not confident that an osteochondral allograft procedure would be a significant benefit due to the multiple procedures he had on his knee and his quadriceps atrophy. Exam found normal gait, but quadriceps atrophy. Period. Full range of motion of the knee. Period. Retropatellar crepitus, more so on the left than the right. Period. He had multiple knee incisions, but no effusion. Period. Apprehension test was negative. Period. Patellar compression elicited minimal pain. Period. Ligament exam was normal. Period. He had negative McMurray's and Apley's tests. Period. There was painless range of motion of the left hip. Period. He said he only gets pain in the left hip when he walks. Period. He also had full range of motion of the right knee with mild crepitus. Period. Provocative maneuvers on that side were also negative. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 12/14/18, Rishi Ramloshan jumped from a height of 5 to 6 feet while on a ship. He apparently was symptomatic about the left knee, but did not seek treatment until presenting to urgent care on 12/28/18. He underwent x-rays and initiated on conservative care before what was initially thought to be a sprain. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lutsch. Left knee MRI was done on 1/18/19. He also was seen by Dr. Hummer beginning 5/16/19. New paragraph, a series of surgeries were performed to be inserted here. His last documented independent medical exam was on 9/6/22 by Dr. Di Benedetto. And underline this, I am about to compare that clinical exam with the last visit with Dr. Lux on 10/3/22. I am reminded that this was previously inserted to the report. New paragraph. This case will be rated for internal derangement of the left knee with several diagnoses. He apparently did not go back to work after this incident. He was not wearing a brace or using an assisted device at the end of treatment. And we'll use the sixth edition. That will be the end.